Well, the new president of Egypt is traveling overseas, and Mohamed Morsi appears to be setting a new course for his country in international affairs, or at least trying to. He's reaching out to adversaries and allies and trying to bring back his country's diplomatic importance. NPR's Leila Fadel has the story.
Today, Egypt's president, Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood, is in China. He plans to address the bloody civil war in Syria. China, along with Russia and Iran, are among the last international allies of the Syrian regime. Morsi also aims to drum up foreign investments to jumpstart Egypt's foundering economy. The China trip, as well as a historic one to Iran Thursday, the first one in more than three decades, is what the president's spokesman Yasser Ali calls Egypt's new and more robust approach to foreign policy.
We plan to open Egypt up to the rest of the world, he says. Years of Hosni Mubarak's authoritarian rule eroded Egypt's status as a vibrant cultural touchstone and political hub. Samer Shahata, an Egypt expert at Georgetown, says Egypt lacked an independent foreign policy and instead was widely viewed as a regional proxy of its biggest financial backer, the United States.
Mr. Mubarak's foreign policy was viewed as being made in Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C., and not in Cairo. Morsi is trying to address that by putting forward a foreign policy that champions Egypt's national interests first.
Morsi's spokesman says he's scheduled to visit Iran for just a few hours for a meeting of non-aligned nations. But even if it is just a pit stop, the move is a significant shift from the anti-Iran policies of the Mubarak government. Morsi has also proposed creating a regional group to include Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt to help end Syria's civil war. His spokesman says without Iran, the Syrian regime's biggest backer, there can't be a solution. But the spokesman says that Morsi does not intend to normalize relations with Iran, an alarming prospect to Washington, its staunchest Arab ally, reaching out to its archenemy. Michael Wahid Hanna, an Egypt expert at the Century Foundation, says Morsi's trip to Iran shouldn't be overblown.
Egypt is clearly at a moment where it is trying to reinvigorate what had been stagnant and moribund for a good portion of the Mubarak regime. That being said, I don't think we should read too much into how far Egyptian foreign policy will shift in the very near term.
But Morsi's ambitions for regional leadership are constrained by the pressing issues he faces at home. Most importantly, an economy in crisis, says Shahata, the Egypt expert.
It desperately needs cash and loans and investment. And he needs them specifically from Riyadh and from Doha and from Washington, D.C. and other Western capitals. And that will serve as a limiting factor as to how independent Egypt's foreign policy can be.
Unemployment is rising and tourism and foreign investments have dried up. Over the weekend, a jobless man set himself on fire outside the presidential palace. A disturbing reminder of the desperate young man in Tunisia who set himself on fire and started a regional uprising, one that eventually swept this president to power. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.